Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? Hope everyone is doing great. Sorry if I sound a little deep and raspy this morning. I don't know how I feel about that. I literally just got out of bed. So I woke up this morning, I want to say probably around like 8 o'clock. Yeah, so like, you know, a normal adult's day started. But I literally just got out of bed and it is noon. So, fun fact, this last week or so, after coming back from the trip, I did test positive for COVID, so I was in quarantine, and last night was the first night I was able to go back to work. So, you know, I did go to work, it was a lot of fun, didn't get home until about, like, 1:30, almost 2 o'clock when I actually got into bed. Didn't really fall asleep until about 3, so really late night, you know, and kind of just spent the morning in bed and just like was on TikTok basically all morning. So it was a pretty lazy start to my day, and I don't usually get those, so when I am able to get them, I do relish them. Granted, I was doing a whole bunch of that this last like 10 days or so because of COVID. I'm fine, by the way. My symptoms were incredibly mild. I had a stuffy nose and a very slight cough, which kind of went away after 5 days. And right now, I honestly think it's just because I haven't been drinking enough water as well. So my voice feels a little dry. And I did lose smell and taste for like a day. And when I say a day, it was literally a day. The next day I woke up, everything was fine. So get vaccinated, because if you do happen to get COVID, your symptoms are going to be quite mild. So PSA for that. But I also realized, I think in my last episode, I didn't talk about my actual plants after the trip. I just talked about the trip itself and all the plants that I found while on the trip. My plants are doing great. I was so scared that, one, the temperature has been sort of dipping into the 50s at night. A couple of times it did reach the high 40s, but like 49, 48. But for the most part, it's pretty much leveling off around 50. And my plants are in the 3-season room. And so technically the temperature will drop. So I was a little nervous about that. I was also a little nervous of being gone for so long and not giving plants the water. But when I got home, after I settled in, made sure the cats were okay, checked on my plants, like, quite a few of my plants were guttating. I was like, okay, work. So apparently, in that room alone, since I closed the windows, I didn't leave anything open, I gave everything a really good water, the humidity was enough that all of the plants survived really well. Even my peace lily, my domino peace lily, I was actually really impressed that there was only slight wilting. They didn't really wilt as excessively as they normally do. But I think part of that also, like I said, is because it's right next to a window. And since I kept all the windows closed, everything, I guess all the humidity and moisture sort of stayed internal, and it worked out really, really well. So I didn't have a lot of worries, and like a lot of my plants, like my Hoya Pupa Calyx is shooting off, my Monstera Peru, which is not technically a Monstera, peep the Peru episode that I did, so much new growth on that, as well as the plant that I want to talk about today. So this week we're going to do a plant tidbit on Philodendron Brantianum. So if you haven't had a chance to grow Philodendron Brantianum, you really should. It is an incredibly rewarding, is the word for it, rewarding plant. It is a beautiful plant too, mind you. It got this like almost like olive green color to it with silver on the leaf itself. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's incredibly shiny even after the leaves harden off. The silver on it shines so much. It is beautiful. It is technically an epiphytic plant, so like other philodendrons, it does grow up trees. So it is a climber. It can vine and trail, but it grows naturally on trees, so it is an epiphytic plant. You can find Philodendron brantianum in areas in South America, like in Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, and parts of Colombia. So it is a tropical philodendron, like we all know and love. I believe that this particular plant was discovered by Kurt Kraus. Surprisingly enough, there isn't a lot of like scholar journal articles or research papers that delve specifically on Philodendron brantianum. I couldn't find any good source material. All of the material that I found have been based out of like growers growing it personally, stores like Logies or Steve's Leaves. There is a website that I did check out called exoticrainforest.com, and this has the most information that I have found on Philodendron brantianum specifically. And at first I wasn't sure how valid this information was, but they quoted quite a few different scientists on here, like Dr. Croat. And so I was like, okay, so this is not to say it's 100% like primary source. It's more of a secondary, even tertiary source. So, but then also thinking about, I guess, just philodendron in general, their normal growth habits, you know, you can kind of deduce sort of how this plant itself grows. You know, it is an aroid philodendron. It acts like other philodendrons that we know. But the specifics of how it was discovered, who discovered it, when, that one I really couldn't find on. A lot of the material usually just states Philodendron brantianum K. Kraus. So I'm assuming Kurt Kraus was the one who first discovered it. He did discover a lot of different philodendrons and a lot of different plants in South America. So I'm pretty sure that that's the case. So if you're thinking about where it's growing, higher humidity, it's an epiphytic plant, so it grows mostly on the forest floor, works its way up trees. So you can already tell, bright and direct light in a rainforest. So it gets pretty good water, but if you're thinking of the forest floor sort of substrate, it's going to be incredibly mixed with very coarse material, and the water is just going to run right through it. So you can sort of guess, just thinking about the area that they're from, you can kind of guess what the care would be like. So the way that I personally grow my Philodendron brantianum is going to be pretty similar to how I grow my other philodendrons. Bright, indirect light. Mine right now, in this current setup that I have, it does get direct eastern light for a few hours. And then because the three season room is south facing, but there's a ton of trees in the backyard that really shade it at the peak sunshine, if you will, around noon. So I don't worry about it getting direct light during the afternoon. And where it's sitting, it's pretty far away from the west side, because west light will come in on that side as well. So it's pretty far away from there. Although I will say that a lot of my, I guess, more quote-unquote bright indirect light plants that are sitting in the west-facing window, they're also doing phenomenally. So I'm not too worried about them, thankfully. I tend to water this plant. It kind of averages around maybe once every other week. You can kind of tell because the leaves themselves will sort of lose this glossy shine to it when it needs water. And the leaves themselves, if you're thinking something like Philodendron micans or Philodendron, the heartleaf Philodendron, you know, when they sort of limp a little bit. I've noticed that the Brantianum will do the same as well. But it seems like they can hold on to water for a pretty long time. The leaves themselves are not too thick. At first, I thought they were going to be a little, you know, sort of a problem child, because I thought that the leaves were a little on the thinner side. But it does hold quite a bit of water in them. So you don't have to really worry about watering these guys too frequently. And they last quite a while. It is a fast grower for me, at least for me. It was growing really fast. I probably want to say I cut it in July or maybe June, and I just went through and cut some more, I think, last week, so in like late September. So growing pretty fast. I'm actually going to be giving my huge specimen of Brantianum to somebody else, a local plant parent here in Syracuse, because I'm not going to take it with me. I do have a cutting that I did save in a 4-inch pot that's doing really well as well. I'm going to be cutting that up eventually too, and then filling up the rest of the pot itself, just because I just don't have a lot of room, and so I'm trying to get rid of as much plants as possible and sort of keeping my more high prized or more difficult to find or whatever plants. So I am going to be giving my Philodendron Brantianum, but I did take cuttings for myself, and I do have cuttings for some other people that did ask. So really, this plant grows incredibly fast. I think what people prize about the Philodendron Brantianum the most is the coloration and the variegation on the plant itself. It is absolutely beautiful. It looks like pure, like metallic silver has been brushed on the leaves. Like, it is gorgeous. However, if you let the Brantianum climb and produce really, really mature leaves, according to the things that I've seen so far, it does lose that luster. You can still see some variegation. It just won't be as bright. It'll be more of a mottled, muted silver variegation on the leaves if you let the leaves grow to its mature form, which, if you look at other specimens of philodendrons that have variegation when they have smaller leaves, that usually tends to be the case. The more mature adults tend to lose a lot of that coloration as they get bigger and bigger. Mostly, from my opinion, I believe it's just because at this point the plant is humongous. You know, it has grown so many leaves, so it's trying to produce as much food, because at this point the plant is mature, it's grown up, so it's trying to produce all of this food in order to nourish itself. And if you listen back to episode 40, where I talk about the science behind variegation, I think this beautiful variegation on the younger leaves sort of mimics disease possibly on the leaves, so predators are less likely to try and eat the plant, so it has a chance to actually grow into the mature form. So just note that if you let it climb and it gets really mature, it is going to lose a lot of that really shiny, lustrous variegation on the leaves itself. But it's still not to say it's not beautiful losing it. It's just going to be more muted. So you get more of like a subtle variegation. Like I said, this plant is incredibly rewarding. If you haven't had the chance to grow a Brantianum, you definitely should. They're a little bit easier to come by nowadays. Probably not the big box stores as often. I know that there are some people out there who have found Brantianum at the big box stores, but if you find a local houseplant seller, you could probably find it, you know, plant shops, whatnot, that are focused mostly on like plants and houseplants. There's a good chance they're going to have them there. And if not, I'm sure that if you were to ask, hey, do you ever have Philodendron Brantianum? They'll probably say either yes, we just ran out, or no, but we can source some. Like I said, they're super easy to come by now. And I'm sure if you have a friend with a Philodendron Brantianum, they're probably going to be like, yes, you could take some cuttings. This bitch grows real fast. So definitely ask around. See if people are willing to part with some cuttings. I've had really, really easy and successful propagations taken from my Brantianum, And so you won't have to worry about it too much, I think. So, all in all, if you haven't had the chance, grow a Brantianum. It's beautiful. It's got some beautiful luster to it. And it's such a fast-growing plant. And I feel like any young plant parent going through their journey, I think, will find a lot of satisfaction from growing Philodendron Brantianum. All right, folks. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to connect, go ahead and follow me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast, or you can send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can head to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the podcast. You can also check out the merch shop. And as always, have a great rest of your week, and I hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.